we are just a couple of months away from the big event. Of course, we're celebrating the city's 75th anniversary this entire year. But our big event is the weekend of November 15th and 16th. The exhibit actually opens October 21st. But because of all of the home A&M games, we had to keep moving the dates, which is fine. We've come up on a great weekend. We're going to kick it off November 15th with a homecoming event at the Southwood Community Center at the Brian Bachman Park. I just need to tell you a little story very quickly. I did a presentation to the Westerners group the other night, and a gentleman came up, and it turns out his parents lived right next door to us as we were growing up. When he first was promoted to captain and he was walking out the door that very first day as a brand new captain, he wasn't sure on the bars and which way they were. My dad, who was also a captain in the U.S. Army, happened to get into his car, and my dad helped him pin his bars.
Oh, well, there you go. How fun.
Now, this man probably never, ever dreamt he would meet the daughter of a man who showed him an act of kindness nearly 60 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what this is all
about. That's kind of fun. There's connections.
It really is. And this is a community event. It's just not necessarily for people that are coming in for a reunion or something like that. It's a great opportunity for the community to come out and learn the real history of College Station from us old timers. The stories are only getting better as we're getting older.
Yeah, well, as I've said before, if you have people who are older than the city, it's a great opportunity.
Exactly.
You know, it won't always be that way.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just going to be a great evening of fellowship and friends, a lot of old storytelling, and the cost is $12 per person. You do have to pay in advance. We have to have RSVPs because we do have limited space out there. They can go on to txtraders.com and pay online, or else you can give me a call, and I'll give you my address, and you can send a check through the mail. Anyway, we're happy to have you there. It'll be a catered barbecue. Chris Austin Martinez, who's known as the Human Jukebox, will be performing for us. He graduated from Consolidated in 84, and most of the people knew him as Freddie Martinez, but to me, he's Chris Austin Martinez.
Right.
The 50s decade of A&M Consolidated is having a reunion that weekend. The class of 63 from Consolidated is having their 50th reunion. So everybody's coming home, you know, for this wonderful event. November 16th is a big day out at the Bush Library. My furniture is now all at the second floor at the Bush Library.
Okay.
And I don't know if any of y'all have ever had a chance to see the behind the scenes operation when the Bush Library puts on an exhibit. They are an amazing group of dedicated professionals to the care they give the exhibit, the cataloging they do. It's very time and labor intensive. And so anyway, we're now calling everything in that's being donated for the exhibit. We're also going to have a large miniature train display in the middle of the exhibit that's going to reflect the original College Station train depot. What an amazing thing that's going to be for kids. We're going to have a miniature train ride out in the parking lot at the Bush Library. That's compliments of Union Pacific. We've got a vintage car display that'll be going on from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. that day out at the Bush Library. B.B. Holland and Saren Hens are our chairman for that. If anybody would like to participate in the vintage car display, give me a call and I'll let you know how you can get in touch with our chair people. We're looking for entertainers, and your own Allison Messerell here at Brian Broadcasting is our entertainment chairman.
Okay.
So we're looking for more entertainment. So far, she's got the Late Friday Band, the Lone Star Dancers, Ballet Brazos, the Bingo Bells, and the Consolidated Choir. Were you in the choir, Scott?
No.
Ever get to go to the state fair with the choir?
Didn't get to do that. No, I had to stay back and vandalize the school while that was going on.
Well, I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but Mr. Coulter liked me, so he said as long as I lip sync, I could be
okay, you could
choir.
Be there. That's a good deal.
And then around 3 o'clock, we're going to have a big birthday cake and blow out the candles and celebrate College Station 75 years.
Well, we want people to understand, even if they can't come for that weekend, the time that the Bush Library has given you is a really neat deal. There's a window there.
Wow, it's over 3 months. October 21st through the first part of January. Now, on Saturday, November 16th and Sunday, November 17th, the Busch Library is providing free admission into the exhibit. And so we encourage all of our people, you know, here in the community and visitors, you know, to come out to the museum that weekend. You can give me a call at 979-703-5305, or you can email me at Linda Harbell at AOL.com.